All right. The date of your birth, Dad.
Oh, you wanted the Jan?
Yeah.
Okay. September the 15th.
All right. In 1896.
Right.
All right. And you're 72 years old.
Right.
And when did you come to the United States?
1913.
And you were how old then?
16.
All right. Would you tell me a little bit about Europe, where you lived, the country and the town, the village, and whether you lived on a farm? Describe just how you lived in Europe then.
Very good.
Very good. Very good. And what was the name of your town?
Rishkani.
Can you spell it?
Rishkani. R-I-C-H-K-I-A-N-I.
And where was that?
That was Bessarabia.
Yeah. And was it, about how large a town was it? Can you remember?
About 500 people.
And about how many Jews?
All Jews.
All
most
Jews.
Of the Jews?
Was there an industry, Daddy?
No.
Nothing?
No.
You farm?
No.
What did your folks do?
We sold beer and wine.
I see. And what kind of a house did you live in?
Nice house.
Yeah, about how many rooms? And?
Oh, it must have been like 6-7 rooms.
Yeah. And how many children?
Well, we were four. Well, by the time I came, of course, we were three boys. One was married. We were three boys at home before I left.
Yeah.
And four girls.
Were you the only one that came to the United States?
That's all.
Just you and white. How did you happen to come?
I came by myself.
All by you wanted to, or?
Yeah, sure, I wanted to.
Uh huh.
Sure, I wanted. I wanted to come and make money.
Had you worked in Europe at all, or just gone to school?
House.
In the house.
Business.
Uh huh.
Sure.
What was the language you spoke at home?
Jewish.
Jewish.
And then you spoke Croatian or Romanian.
Depending on the government.
Depending on the government, that's right.
All right. Did you belong to any kind of an organization as a child, any labor union or anything like that?
No.
Were you friendly with any non-Jewish people?
Sure.
In your community?
Sure. Used to come a lot of, Jewish and Gentiles used to come to drink.
Oh, is that right?
Oh,
was it like a bar room here?
Sure.
Did
of course, if we didn't have a bar room, we had tables that people sit down at the tables.
I see.
Sure.
Was the government of your country friendly to Jews at that time?
Not so much. Well, at that time, I think they were. At that time, they were friendly.
Did you have a synagogue that you went to?
Oh, my goodness, there were several synagogues. I bet we have about 4 or 5.
And were you, I know the answer to this, a Levi, a Kohen, or an Israel? Yeah.
Israel.
So you...
I'm an Israel.
I see. But did the others have any special privileges in Europe?
What do you mean the
if
others?
They were a Kohen or a Levi?
Same as they have here.
Same as here.
Same as here.
And what kind of schooling did you have in Europe?
I really don't remember with the we used to have teachers at home.
Yeah.
We didn't go to school.
Weren't you allowed because you were Jewish or you just
That's right.
Just Gentiles went to school.
Yes. We had teachers at home.
Did you think at all of Palestine at this time?
Well, my brother did.
He did.
He went.
Yeah.
He went by the same years I went here. He went to Palestine. Oh, he was a real Zionist.
Yeah.
He didn't want to come here.
And nobody else in the family shared that with either one of you. You wanted to come to the United States and he wanted to go to Palestine.
Yeah. I even sent a ticket to my brother, oldest brother. He sent me back the ticket and I sent him back the money.
Did they stay well and safe in Europe, though they remained?
Oh, yes. I don't know what happened.
I see.
And one of them was in war. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we two were here.
Yeah.
I mean, I was here and he was in Israel.
When you came to the United States, did you have a definite place to come, a definite destination?
It was a definite and it wasn't a definite.
Yeah.
See, I had a cousin from Europe came 3 months before.
Uh-huh.
And I wrote him a letter that I'm coming. And when I came here, of course, the Ayas, you know what Ayas is, that's all. Well, you know the organization Ayas. In the New York, big organization.
No, I didn't know it.
Oh, sure. They take those immigrants off from the boat.
I see.
And they sent people, messengers,
yeah,
with them, distribute these people.
I see.
Take them to their destination. If not, they take them back.
Yeah.
So they took me to this cousin's place.
In New York City?
In New York City. They lived on, I think, Eldridge Street. When I came there, he wasn't even there. He never came to the ship. He was, because he was a greenhorn. So, you see, that was his cousins.
Uh-huh.
He was my cousin.
Yeah.
That was his cousin from the mother or something.
Yeah.
We're fine people. They had maybe two rooms down, you know, like in New York. Well, here too. They have a downstairs store. They had a fellowship or a membership or something. And then they lived in the back of it.
Yeah.
In the back of it. So how much room did they have?
Yeah.
So she said, well, we'll let you stay overnight and we'll find your place. And she took me over to her sister's place. And I stayed with them all the time I was in New York.
And how long did you stay in New York, Daddy?
6 months.
Did you work?
Sure, I worked.
Do you remember your first day in the United States?
It was May something. It was Shavuos.
Yeah.
I knew I came in on Shavuos. Today I don't remember. I came in on Shavuos.
Yeah. And you know, you were met by these people who took you to your cousin.
Gave us a supper.
Uh-huh.
Oh, sure. I got a job right away for $2.50 a week in Essence. I don't know, you probably don't remember, I don't remember where. Essence Cigarettes.
Yeah.
I worked two weeks in the factory. But I didn't do a good job of what it was, I know. I got $2.50 a week.
Did you speak English then?
Speak English. I didn't need to speak.
You learned English in this country then.
Naturally.
Well,
I worked, Ruti. I worked between Jews all the time.
Uh-huh.
I didn't need to. I don't think they spoke English either.
I see. Is your name the same as it was in Europe?
No.
What was your name in Europe?
Zalek.
Zalek? Yeah. But I have to ask you anyhow.
Sure, that's all right.
And Lieber, how was
Lava.
It? Can you spell it there?
L-A-B-E-R.
I see. Did your brother change his name when he went to Palestine?
I don't know.
Did the change come about just...
Honey, they don't change their name there. They don't call him as... he used to call Lava. Yeah, he didn't change his name. No.
I see.
He didn't change his name.
Then how did you come to Pittsburgh, Dad?
Lendis.
Yeah.
See, we were raised in the same town, you know.
Yeah.
He wrote me a letter.
He wrote you a letter to New York?
Sure.
Yeah.
He said, what are you going to stay there for? You know. Really, I was the only one he knew well.
Yeah.
The rest of... Oh, no, of course. No, no, no. No, 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 no. He already had people that I knew, too, from the same town. I don't know what you heard about the shepherd, you know. His uncle.
Anyhow, yeah.
His uncle.
Yeah.
But he came, he was here.
I see.
And we stayed with him. We had another aunt here too. That's my stepmother's.
Yeah, name. Yeah.
So I stayed with them 4 weeks, and then I moved over to the other uncle. He says, if you want a job, I'll get you a job. You see? When I came to Pittsburgh, they had they used to have stogie places, making stogies,
yeah,
you know.
Sure.
Well, I worked 4 weeks for nothing. And I ate with it. And whenever I was going to move, they wanted money. I didn't have the money. I cried bitter. Like a baby, I cried that time. I cried bitter, you know.
Yeah.
It hurt me. I thought their relations, you know what I mean? And I thought, if I worked there, they'll give me to eat.
Yeah.
They wanted money.
What'd you do?
I moved over to the... Honey, I moved over to the... to my stepmother's uncle. It was Landis's real uncle.
Yeah.
And I stayed with him. And you know what? They didn't give me my... I brought a cushion or something or clothes. They didn't give it to me until I paid it. You know, those people in New York were people. They were so good, you know.
And you didn't expect this.
Don't worry about it. When you work, you pay me.
Had you any money, Daddy, when you came to the United States?
Sure, but I had $50 or $25. You had to have it.
I see.
You had to have it to nail asylum to show them. Sure, I bought bags of money.
Yeah, but...
But I bought a suit. Uh-huh. And a hat and when I went down around September down on the street, they threw the hat off and they chopped it for me. I didn't have another hat.
I had six dollars
in my pocket, honey, and I went to buy a, you know, in New York they have windows up, you know, and they have seltzer water. Soda water, you know, 2 cents a glass.
Yeah.
I went and bought a glass, and I must have taken out my pocketbook, and I took it off of me.
So you had nothing?
I had nothing, and I cried like a baby. But I got a job for $5 a week.
In Pittsburgh now?
No.
No, in New York?
In New York. I made $6, too.
And were you still rolling?
No.
What were you doing?
I worked in a school back factory. It's an all-around man. Clean up.
Yes.
You know, handy. Man. And they liked me.
Yeah.
But when it came in the fall, see, they had their season. So he kept me to the last minute.
Yeah.
Everybody was gone and I stayed with him. He says, well, we have to quit. So I wrote it to Landis, and Landis wrote it, well, if you don't have a job, come on over here.
How'd you get to Pittsburgh?
I had saved up $56.
Did you come on a train?
Sure.
Uh-huh. Was it exciting? Do you remember it?
Do I remember? You know, when I came to Pittsburgh, I lost the addresses.
Not too long ago, Mary Ann.
Yeah, you lost the addresses?
Addresses. Instead of 1902, I made it 1019.
Oh, my.
And you know, right near the station, a bunch of tenants lived there. It must have been 12 o'clock. And I come and knock at the door. Fata Yanko. Here's a really big Italian woman comes out. He says, woo! I saw right away it wasn't them. So you know what? I had a colored porter or something. He took me up. I gave him a quarter or something. He took me up to the place. And I was right back with him. I didn't know where to go at night.
Yeah. So how'd you find it?
I seen people coming up in the train. I seen a girl sitting there. I saw she's Jewish. I says, you get nervous, you just come to America? She says, yes. I says, have you got somebody to pick him up, pick you up? She says, sure. I have my sister, my brother will come up. You know, they took me to their house for night.
Did they know the name, or they were able to trace it down?
Right. So I was left over there. I remember 36 Perry Street. They said, oh, I remember my hat, too.
Yeah.
Both of them, I remember. 36 was all right, but nobody knew where Perry Street is. This man says, all right, we'll find it. It was right around Central Avenue someplace. We came to Central Avenue, and we went up to the doctor, and we finally found it.
For him.
I finally made it.
Were they glad to see you, Daddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they wanted your money. Yeah.
Oh, that was so cheap.
Were you pleased with what you found in the United States, or were you disappointed? Did some things make you happy? And
at first, I was sick, you know, and on the sixth or seventh floor, you know, there is a, you know, like a roof garden, you know.
Yeah.
When I lost that money, I went up there and I cried like a baby. What did I have to come here?
Yeah.
What did I have to come here? You know, my father was wealthy all the time.
Yeah.
We had money.
Yeah.
But I wanted to get away, you know. I would say a stepmother, you know, I wanted to get away anyhow. When I was 16, I figured I can go myself. And I had my brother's sister-in-law coming with me. She came from another little town.
I see.
She came to New York.
Yeah.
But I lost her on the ship.
Oh, my.
You know, afterwards, when I went back to New York, looked for her.
Did you find her?
Yeah.
Daddy, did you bring anything special with you from Europe? Any papers or objects or anything that you kept with you?
I don't remember, but I think I had to have some papers. I had to have my birth certificate or something.
Uh-huh.
Well, I lost it.
Yeah. You lost everything, didn't you?
Yeah.
Were you in good health, Dad, when you came? And the climate and the new food, did that agree with you?
Yeah, I didn't mind.
No problem.
About a thing.
And when you did...
That on the ship, you should excuse me. I eat that meat and stuff. I was vomiting terrible.
Did you? You were seasick.
Oh, yeah, I was seasick.
But you got better right away?
Oh, my goodness, I came to New York, I ate like a horse.
Isn't that wonderful?
And I had wonderful, wonderful... My goodness, they charged me $3 a big cruelty. You should have seen the food they gave me. You should... $3 a week. She washed my clothes and I sleep and eat $3.
Oh,
and I, I didn't have, but I paid her back, you know, and I made only $5 on the big store.
Did you like New York a lot?
Yeah, I like New York.
When you came to Pittsburgh, your first home was with your family, but when you finally moved about for yourself, where did you live, and what was the neighborhood like?
You mean when I was, at first I stayed, I had the store on Bedford Avenue.
Yeah.
With a partner.
I see.
And I stayed with his uncle, Lennis, or something.
Yeah.
I stayed there. Oh, my goodness. Well, I really, at first when I worked in the grocery store, I bought it with them, you know.
I see. Yeah. No, I didn't know that then.
Yeah, they gave me a room and board, $5 beside.
Uh-huh.
Sure. And then I saved up $400. It was $5. I saved up $400 and I opened up right across the street.
Yeah.
Sure.
Competition.
She was mad. Oh,
was she mad?
Oh. But listen. I was a good worker.
I know.
I worked 3 years for them.
Uh-huh.
And for work from 7 in the morning to 11, 12 o'clock at night. But that's all they paid that time, $5 a week. And board, they used to give them.
So actually, your first home was in the Hill District, on Bedford,
right.
Near
right.
Bedford.
On Bedford.
And was it a nice neighborhood? And
it was a beautiful neighborhood at that time. All the Jews. Well, the Jews lived up there.
How long did you live there?
I lived there 5 years.
Did you?
Sure, 5 years.
And was there a shul nearby?
Oh, it was down the street. I go to shul? I didn't go to shul.
Didn't you? When you came to the United States, were you religious, Daddy?
No.
You weren't?
No.
And
Mother always threw it up to me, you know. I never even said cut it for my mother.
Is that right there?
Not all about it, I don't know. I just think of it.
Were most of your friends religious, or was this just the way it was?
Well, what's his name was religious,
Landis?
Landis' uncle.
He was.
Not Landis.
Yeah.
Landis' uncle.
When you changed, you became more religious over the years then, actually.
Just lately.
Yeah. And you didn't attend a synagogue at that time.
We used to go on
the high.
biologist. That's about all I think. I don't think, I don't remember. You know, I never worked on Saturday, but I don't think I ever went to school on Saturday.
And when you first came, you worked first as a cigar maker?
Not a cigar maker, honey. To me, to Pittsburgh.
No, in New York.
In New York, I worked in a factory where they filled the boxes with cigarettes.
I see.
I didn't make the cigarettes.
I see.
I just put them in a, I don't know whether it was a machine or what it was.
And then you...
I didn't last long there.
But through Landis's uncle, you started to work in a grocery store in Pittsburgh.
Yes, I always wanted to.
Yeah. And then you told me how much you earned and so forth. And if you could, this is one of the questions in the thing, if you could do that part of your life over, would you still want to go into the grocery business and open up your own store?
Yes.
And it became your life's work. And you worked then on Saturdays.
Oh, my, yes.
And on holidays.
No.
Not on Jewish holidays.
No.
I see. But on legal holidays, your store was open.
Oh, my
gosh.
Yeah.
Now
Sunday and every time, all the time.
Now I got to ask you about Grandma. When did you first meet the person you married?
Well, I can say 1918.
And you were how old?
Well, I must have been
20.
13. 5, 18, that's 20 years.
Yeah. And how old was she?
Well, she was not even 19 because she was 19 when she was married.
And you were married in this country. Was the marriage arranged?
For sure.
And how long had you known each other before you married?
Oh, about a year.
About a year.
Sure.
Was your... was mother from the same country in Europe as you?
No.
No.
She was Romanian.
Yes, I know, but I have to ask you.
Sure, that's all right. Yes.
Did any of your friends marry non-Jews at the time? So you didn't have, it was just not in your scope to even think about anything like that. You hadn't, I see.
Nobody.
It said so many young couples today have trouble getting along with each other. What were your problems getting along the first years of your marriage?
Well, I'll tell you. You want to know the problem? I'll tell you. I had $2,500.
You did?
Yeah, that's a rich man.
$2,500.
So listen. So... You know, I had the store up on the hill, and we sold it. I had a partner. He was going to get married, and I was single. And I went to Europe, to New York, to marry my cousin. You heard that
many
times. When I come back, I started to go to closing. See, I used to go in their house because Linda was married already.
Yeah.
I used to go in their house, but she wanted me, but I didn't think I wanted to go to New York. And I wanted a new... Who I'm married.
Yeah.
So
did you prefer someone from your country or your from your town?
Of my cousin.
Yeah, I see.
That's what I.
I see.
I didn't know any better.
Yeah.
Anyhow, when I come back, started to go with Rosie, so I worked in Sanders in East Liberty, you know.
Yeah.
$30 a week.
Yeah.
That's good. That was in 1980.
Yeah.
Rosie says we can't get married on that. We gotta go in business. She knew I had money. So we find a place, working book and back till we find a place for us. Because they used to go to working book to go to Tilwick. So they find a place for us. We the bar, I don't know how much we paid at that time, not very much. And it was a little bit of a store. We had to model the store. And whatever money I had, I put in stock. Grocery stock. Business was not so good. At first, it was trouble. We used to be back at the store.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have a room. The business was not good at all. We were going to sell it. The Chinese was Joe Goldstein. Did his wife come in at that time? They wanted to, you know, cut our throat. At that time, now they wouldn't even look at it because what do they need to? They don't need that kind of a story. But anyhow, as he says, we'll struggle. We struggle. We just come along. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. We just turned.
Right around.
6 months' time.
Well, then the first problems were really financial problems, Dad. Is that what you'd say?
I wouldn't say it was financial problems. It was no business.
Yeah, but I mean, you. When I asked you what the problem was, you said you put this money in the store. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, you mean afterwards already?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I see. Now I have to ask you, who made the important decisions in your home?
You know, Mother.
Was this the same or different as your home in Europe? Did the mother make the decisions or the father?
No. Father makes it.
The father makes it. All right. Now,
we made compromise.
Oh, I know.
We didn't. She didn't make the decisions, but I didn't. We both stuck together, believe me.
Yeah.
We both worked together.
Now, schooling in this country, but can
I did.
In this country you went to school. Where'd you go? I never knew that. You did
night school.
Night school, yeah. Dad. And what did you take?
What did I take?
Whatever. English.
But the only trouble with me, you know, is the boys. I didn't pay attention. I paid attention to the girls.
I don't think it did you any harm. And your hater, your Jewish education was in Europe.
How do you do it?
All right. In Europe, you had all your Hebrew education. Is that right?
Right.
All right. And you hadn't. What about Gentile classmates? You had none because of.
What do you mean?
Europe. Yeah.
I told you we didn't go to school.
And what about here? Did you have Gentile classmates at Franklin?
There's all kinds of, I don't know. I'm sure there were.
And did you do anything with music, Daddy? Did you go to Yiddish theater or did you go to any concerts?
Where?
In Pittsburgh?
Oh, my goodness. We used to go to Jewish shows. And
did you?
Oh, sure. Oh, my goodness. We used to enjoy it. A Yiddish show.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we used to have it up at the hill. Sure.
And how about lectures? Did you attend lectures?
Attended more lectures than I'm attending now. Sure, we used to go.
And what about newspapers? What newspapers did you read? Do you remember that?
I didn't read any newspapers.
You didn't?
No, not till I... Oh, yes, I used to eat... I'm sure I used to eat a Junior Forwards.
I see.
Sure.
And now I have to ask you, what was the first organization you belonged to in Pittsburgh? Was it a synagogue or a Zionist group or a Talmud?
Zionist group?
Yeah.
I don't remember, but it was the first. I belonged to the Zionists, and I belonged to the synagogue.
And what was the first synagogue you joined in Pittsburgh?
I didn't join.
You attended?
I attended, but I didn't join.
Let's turn over.